Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Field Goals Podcast. I am your host, Brandon Schultz. On this Wednesday, up at fieldgoals.com, some unfortunate news to report as Jamal Adams is going to have season-ending shoulder surgery, and Ryan Neal will be the guy that we can expect to take his place. How the Seahawks defense is going to manage that, considering Neal was so heavy in the defensive game plan already. Just some unfortunate news for Jamal, who really was having a good season, despite not having the same kind of pass rush numbers that he had in previous seasons, but he had two interceptions, something that he hasn't done in his career. But you can check that out. John P. Gilbert has the story up at fieldgoals.com. Also, Mookie Alexander giving some props to Rashad Penny. You want to check that out. And John Fraley has his power rankings. Yes, now that the Seahawks have a win under their belt, after going winless since Halloween, it is safe to go ahead and look at those power rankings by John Fraley. Check him out. We're going to get into the press conference with Pete Carroll now as he spoke to the media following the Seahawks 30-23 victory over the San Francisco 49ers. And just looking at a few notes here from Pete Carroll's Monday press conference, let's start with his response when he was asked whether or not they knew 8 weeks out from surgery would be Russ's turning point all along.
It's just each week he's going to get better. It logically makes sense, you know, that he'll be his... If with no, you know, barring setbacks, he would be the strongest and the most flexible and the most confident. And, it's not about confidence with Russ. I mean, because he's already as confident as you can get. But I just think that his body would respond better as he gets more time, barring setbacks. And so I don't think that's really rocket science right there. But and you could feel him during the week, too. He just looked the best, and he'd been the best. And he was... really clear. I think the part I liked about Russ's preparation is he was really clear thinking going in, and he wasn't pressing to I've got to make a statement here or whatever. He was very, very calmed about the game and poised about it. Really, just throughout the whole game, he was just rock solid, and I really thought that was part of a really solid, consistent performance.
Pete also responded to Carlos Dunlap's post-game comments and the reasoning behind limiting the snaps for a guy who was the Seahawks' best pass rusher last season.
Guys that are at the other end of their career, you try to tailor plays for them. And I don't know anybody specifically, but there's all kinds of guys that we did that with. And usually with rushers, and more so than like DBs, they kind of play it out and they stay there forever. But the guys up front, you try to create situations where they can get bang for the buck, and they can really, be really impacting when they get their chances. I mean, it, for the number of plays he had yesterday, to have the impact he had in the game was phenomenal. And he was challenged a little bit by it, and he jumped at it and did a great job, and they answered the call and came through and really helped us win the football game.
You've got Mookie recognizing Rashad Penny on the website with an article today. And Rashad really was the best-looking running back on the field against the 49ers. Carroll is hoping that this is just the start for him.
I think this is a start for him. I don't think he really has had a chance yet to start this season. And so this was the best opportunity that he's had, and I'm hoping that we can, jump from here. He does look explosive. He does look like you can feel the big playability in him. And when he gets on the edge, like on the screen, I thought he was gone. And last week when he popped, I thought he was going to get out there and still make great plays on both of them, like 20-yard plays on both of them. So he is important to us. We need him. And particularly without Chris's factor in here, they're totally different style runners, but yet they both factor into the explosiveness of our game. And so it's great to have him going, and I'm really hoping that he can have a good solid week and come back and build one on another and see if we can't get rolling here as we finish up this year.
In other injury news, Carroll gave detailed updates on offensive lineman Damian Lewis and Brandon Schell.
Damian's got a chance to be practicing Wednesday, and I don't know that about Brandon. So I think D-Lew should be ahead a little bit. The 2 weeks he's had off will help that elbow and shoulder. He should be he should be pretty solid. We got to make it through the week. Bichelle, I can't say that. You know, he's been playing up against it, and he really couldn't punch late in the game, and just like he was in 2 weeks ago. And so we got to take a really careful look at that and evaluate that during the week, see what happens. I don't know that yet. And we will not practice him Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to keep him out for sure, and we'll see how he bounces back.
Looking back to a few points from the 49ers game, Pete talked about the team's delay of game issues.
That shouldn't happen to us. We did get on the first time we used the timeout, we were a little bit late with the call because we were deciding to get the right one, and we were just a little bit late and we couldn't get it done. And it was a crucial situation, and I didn't want to waste the rush rushing for the clock that we could have probably got the ball snapped, but we thought, let's take our time. So then we because it was that important. And then we did take our time and we made our call, and we just were too deliberate, and Russ made a change that you could see at the end of the play, an adjustment in protection, and it just ran the clock down on us. And that shouldn't have happened. We were in the huddle calling the play at 25 and all that. We just let some seconds slip away, and Russ needed to help. Shane and I both needed help. Just keep moving, and we just made a mistake, and so we had to eat it there.
Coach Carroll also talked about why the team took a few more chances than we'd seen really at any point this season.
I was just looking for opportunities to be clear about our intention and make sure that we weren't sitting back and kind of waiting for our chances at all. Sometimes you can play the game and hold on to the kind of the rhythm of it and wait it out. And I didn't want to wait it out in this game. I had a lot of respect for their team, thought that they had a chance to be really explosive on both sides of the football, and we needed to really be going for it and not waiting to see how the game turned out in this case. So they've just been playing so well. And so that probably was what upped me, a little bit in the things that we did. I was jacked up about the game just like the players were. And so, that's kind of what I was just playing it with them.
Carroll also praised the play of the team's cornerbacks.
Better. That was a nice game for Sidney. Did a nice job. Bless Austin played on his side as well and had a real nice hit and a couple plays in there too. DJ played real active. The guys did a nice job. And we need those guys to continue to just be part of it, and make their plays. And all of the guys that are playing right now are all really active players. They're going for it. And they've got a real kind of playmaking mindset about them. And like I've kind of been saying about DJ always. And so Sidney came through in a big way. The tackle he made might have been one of the most important plays of the finishing aspect of that game. It stopped him cold and put him in a passing situation. He comes right back and is involved with the breakup, which was awesome. So it's great to see him come through.
And finally, in health-related news, really for the whole team, they were getting their COVID-19 booster shots on Monday.
It was really for the whole building, and everybody was involved and they had an opportunity and, they had slots if they wanted. I don't know what the count was on that. Not everybody took advantage of it today. A lot of people did, I know from the building in particular, there's a little bit of concern that you can have a little lag, in how you feel right after you take your booster. Some people do and some people don't. I think that's enough to keep some people to make the decision to, not do it in the week of the season. So we'll see how that goes, but it was available for everybody and that's a good thing. And hopefully we took care of a lot of issues. I heard, I don't know if this is accurate or not, I heard there's 10 or 11 guys around the league that came up sick today. So we're fortunate that we're in good shape there. But it just shows you that it's a little more apt to be happening now with what's going on.
That's going to do it for this show. Be sure and check out fieldgoals.com for all the latest news. Thanks to Wilson Kahn for helping to produce this episode. Follow him out on Twitter at Wilson_Kahn, C-O-N-N. I'll be back here with Clinton Bonner, with Phil Leidick. We'll be doing our 3-in, 3-out preview show. That's coming up later this week. And until then, go Hawks.